The city of Manchester is reinventing itself. Some think its best hope lies in the high-tech industry. But for others, old-school relationships are still the way to move Manchester forward. And as NHPR's Sarah Gibson reports, nowhere are these opposing visions more on display than the race for the District 4 seat on the Executive Council.
If you've been in Manchester during an election season any time over the past two decades, chances are you've seen a huge blue yard sign with the name Ted Gatsis. Gatsis was the Republican mayor of Manchester for 8 years. Before that, he was a state senator. Before that, a city alderman. This year, he's counting on name recognition to win the race for executive council. This strategy seems to be working at the annual Goffstown Pumpkin Regatta.
Good, how are you?
Good. Hope we get you a vote in November.
Oh, of course you will.
Thank you.
Gatsis needs no introductions here. He walks against the flow of parade goers as people stop to greet him.
Good to see you. You out there working hard? Seen a
lot
of you?
Very hard. People are seeing you, and it's amazing how many people recognize you.
Yeah.
Which is good. Christy, how are you? Good.
Goffstown is among the towns surrounding Manchester that make up the Executive Council district Gatsis is running to represent. Before Gatsis was mayor, he was a successful business owner. He says both roles have prepared him for the work of the council, a sort of board of directors for the state that reviews the governor's appointments and approves contracts.
I think people understand what I did in the city of Manchester as mayor, you know, negotiating healthcare contracts, negotiating with the unions.
When he's working the crowd, Gatsis gives off an air of confidence. And his success here depends a lot on swing voters, voters like Barbara Mahoney.
I didn't know what he was.
Mahoney says in the past, she voted for Democrat Chris Pappas for executive council. He was a local, well-known, well-liked, predictable. Now she's planning to vote for Gatsis for basically the same reason.
I know him. I know people that went to high school with him. He's been around forever, you know.
But having been around forever doesn't always work in Gatsis's favor. Manchester is changing. It has a growing tech sector in the revamped Mill Yard, which Gatsis takes some credit for. When Joyce Craig, a well-known Democrat, challenged Gatsis for mayor last year, he lost. It was the first general election he had ever lost. Malcolm Jennings, though leaning towards voting for Gatsis, understands why some people voted Gatsis out.
I think he lost it only because he was in there so long. People need change. People don't like change, but they need change, you know.
And change is precisely the message you hear from Gatsis's opponent, Democrat Gray Chynoweth. Chynoweth was president of the New Hampshire Young Democrats and served as legal counsel for the party. But this is his first run for office. He's known in Manchester for helping to grow Dyn, a software company in the Mill Yard that sold for a reported $600 million. But he's not as well known outside Manchester, which is what brings Chynoweth one evening to a brewery in Epsom.
So right now we are our campaign stop is at the Blasty Bow out here in Epsom, which is an awesome new brewery.
His first order of business, teach voters how to pronounce his name.
Like with China, but the other way around.
Chynoweth.
Second order of business, explain why he's running for office. It doesn't hurt that his origin story begins with Chris Pappas, the executive counselor who represents this district and is now running for Congress.
He told me that I should think about it because my business background, and I've helped grow a couple software companies, you know, that would give me some perspective on how to try and make the state a little bit more innovative and a little bit more efficient.
Innovation, efficiency. It's a tech approach that shapes Chynoweth's vision of Manchester and which he says will work in the State House too. He talks about automating appointments at the DMV and building light rail into southern New Hampshire. He says at the end of the day, this race is about old politics versus new ideas.
People are hungry for new ideas. They, especially in politics, they feel like our politics are broken. And so they want to see someone that is going to bring new ideas to the table and be willing to talk to everyone, no matter what party they're in.
This message resonates with Julie DaCosta.
I think he's open to hearing ideas from people, and his experience of, you know, I didn't realize he worked for Dyn, and I know the company's very progressive.
Dyn is the software company in Manchester. When I ask DaCosta what she means by progressive, she says,
progressive in terms of innovative.
Progressive in terms of innovative. That pretty much sums up how Chynoweth would like voters to see him. And despite the differences between his vision and Gatsis's, both candidates have invested a lot of their life into Manchester and a lot of their own money into this race. Now it's up to the voters to decide which candidate they'll invest in on November 6th. For NHPR News, I'm Sarah Gibson.